According to the 2010 census, every major ethnic and racial group in New York City grew in the last 10 years, except African Americans, whose numbers dropped by 2%. So where have they all moved? It turns out that many have relocated down south. WNYC's Arun Venugopal traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina, and met with a group of former New Yorkers who now make their home in the South.
It's been 7 years since Janine Crump left New York City for the South, and she's struck by the ways her life has changed.
You know, but here you can have a, I have a picnic basket. I never owned a picnic basket. I never owned a bicycle. I take walks on trails. I take my dog. I didn't have a dog in New York.
It's like Janine lives in a spacious home on a cul-de-sac in suburban Charlotte, with a Mercedes SUV parked in the driveway.
Central Park wasn't really like, let's go to Central Park and have a picnic, because in my head I'm saying, it's rats!
Janine's an executive assistant for Charlotte's Director of Transportation. She's a vivacious woman wearing a full-length leopard print dress and brass bangles. On this Sunday, right after church, she brings me into her living room to meet a bunch of other ex-New Yorkers. They're sprawled out on sofas or on her living room carpet.
It's like a different kind of mindset where now I'm more like relaxed and I can walk and hear birds chirping. Before, I was moving too fast to enjoy that.
In New York, Janine and her husband grappled with a tough choice. They could either buy a home or splurge on a good education for their kids, but they couldn't have both. In 2004, the family followed in the footsteps of her brother, Herbert Crump, a pastor who made the move in the early 90s.
And then you have people come down and visit, and they're like, oh, man, it's really nice down, and I'm going to stay, too. And then their friends come and visit them. Oh, man, it's really nice. I'm going to stay, too, because you see the quality of life that's offered here that's not offered in New York.
Charlotte is one of the fastest-growing cities in America, drawing people from across the country, but especially New York. A 2008 study showed that more residents came from Suffolk County on Long Island than any other county in America. Kings, Queens, and Nassau counties placed 4th, 5th, and 6th. The new residents are disproportionately minorities. Katherine Jackson left Jamaica, Queens, when her son started getting into fights.
We knew going somewhere else, we wanted to lower those odds for him, basically, because it's really hard for a black male in New York City. It really, really is. And in order to do that, we knew we had to leave.
In some ways, Janine's friends see themselves as permanent outsiders. They're shocked by all the Confederate flags they encounter, and they say Southerners think of them as arrogant. They also find it hard to stop pining for everything they took for granted in New York.
The shopping.
I miss the crazy, though. That's what I miss. I miss that hustle and bustle. I miss that. I miss the food.
The food. Yeah, the food, definitely. Yeah.
Janine found the move from New York particularly traumatic.
I cried for the first 2 years I was here. I cried every day. I cried. I hated it.
She found the idea of Southern hospitality superficial, and she missed her relatives back home. And in this strange new environment, her marriage crumbled, and she got divorced. Her older son, who's now 22, eventually moved back to New York. And these days, she makes 2 to 3 trips a month to New York to see her boyfriend. At the same time, she and others speak to a sense of personal and professional opportunity here they didn't have in the North. Janine even found the time to write and self-publish a book, which has given her extra income.
It's about the church, and it's something that I've always said I wanted to do in New York, but when I came here, I actually had the time to do it, and I did it. I wouldn't have been able to say that in New York.
Now these former New Yorkers are embracing aspects of the local culture they once made fun of. Carlos Encarnacion says he's adopted some Southern habits.
We've become nicer. You wave when people wave at you. You speak when people speak to you. And as a matter of fact, now you're proactive, and now you're speaking to other people before they speak to you.
Carlos says that after struggling to pay the rent as a musician in New York, he's thrived in Charlotte, acquiring his own big house and 2 acres of property without giving up his music career.
We came from the concrete jungle. Everything was concrete. If you would have shown me a videotape of me living this lifestyle 8 years ago, I would say, nah, that's somebody else.
Back in the concrete jungle of New York City, it's not hard to find people who are thinking about moving down south. In some areas of the city, the decline of the black population has been dramatic, with parts of Harlem, Jamaica, and Fort Greene losing 30 to 40% of their population.
Oh, yeah, I know of a number of people from my church who has made the move.
Marlene Patrick is getting her hair done at Deluxe Gallery, a salon on Fulton Street in Brooklyn. She says she's tired of the crowds and the noise and the high cost in New York and just wants to slow things down.
I've looked it up actually on the internet. I've looked at, I like North Carolina, South Carolina, I like Atlanta, which is busy too, and I also like Alabama and New Mexico.
Her stylist, Glenn Etienne, has heard it all before.
I have clients who left New York to Florida, here, there, all these different places, and they get bored to death and they come right back. So I'll see them back.
Marlene laughs, but she's undeterred.
I am planning this. That's why I can speak to it, because this is like my soul. This is something I've been plotting at for years. The quality of life here is not living. I'm sorry. Not for me.
Marlene says she's moving once her daughter graduates from CUNY next year, joining thousands of other African-American New Yorkers who've already made the journey to the South. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal. I'm not school, I'll be to pretty, baby, from one day, yeah,